So it might be said, determinism is actually false. So there's no worry with the argument from determinism. Is this a good response to the argument? Well, no, it's not a good response. Why not? Well, let's consider those elementary particles which are subject to indeterminism, and let's accept that they are subject to indeterminism. Not every philosopher of physics agrees with that. I mean, there are philosophies of physics which suppose that there are underlying causes, even of those supposedly random or probabilistic events. These are sometimes called hidden variable theories. Well, let's not go into that. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, that these really are fundamentally undetermined, merely probabilistic statistical occurrences. Question: does that make them free? Is a particle subject to those indeterministic laws itself a free agent which can be praised or blamed? The answer to that is surely no. Surely there's no sense whatsoever in praising a particle. Suppose a particle leaps in one direction rather than another, and somehow its doing so is amplified by some physical mechanism in such a way as to, let's say, knock over a tree which lands on a person and kills that person, let's suppose. Would there be any sense at all in blaming the particle? There would be no sense in that. Why would there be no sense in that? A particle isn't a moral agent. A particle is not acting in such a way that it can be praised or blamed for what it does. It would be a simple accident of nature if that were to happen. Right? An unfortunate accident of nature. There'd be no sense in saying that there'd be any praise to attaching to or blame attaching to the action of the particle. Now, if that's true, how could this supposed indeterminism in the particles make us free? How would that actually work? So far, there's no connection between us as agents. We're obviously not quanta, we're big objects. We're not subject to those principles of the small, the tiny objects, the particles. How is their indeterminism relevant to our freedom? Well, it can hardly be that somehow or other in our brain we have these quanta and they're subject to these indeterministic results, and somehow that causes us to act as we do. Suppose that there was in my brain a quantum which suddenly moved in one direction rather than another, and it made me choose the chocolate rather than the vanilla. Well, that wouldn't make me free to do it. That would just mean there was an external force, namely this quantum, which made me do one thing rather than another. That's not a basis of human freedom. Human freedom is much more to do with doing what you want. That's what freedom is, acting according to your desires, not according to some purely arbitrary, capricious event at the quantum level. So that doesn't seem at all relevant to the idea of human praise and blame. When I say I could have acted otherwise, I don't mean the particles in my brain could have done one thing rather than another, given the indeterministic laws of nature. So that doesn't really add up to what we expect free will to be. And that I think, is an entirely obvious point once you think about it, and it just follows from the observation I made before, that we don't want to say today an elementary particle is itself free because it's not subject to determinism. So why would on earth would that make us free? By what possible principle could the indeterminism of the particle create genuine freedom in human beings? So we seem now to face with a rather uncomfortable dilemma, and this is really the core, the essence of this problem. Determinism seems to rule out freedom. If determinism is true, then we don't seem to have freedom. But equally, indeterminism rules out freedom. Indeterminism, if our actions are indeterminate, they just result from random chaos, just from those kind of indeterministic principles, that's not freedom either. Nobody can be blamed for the fact that their limbs are jerked one way rather than another by these random occurrences at the quantum level. So indeterminism doesn't give you freedom, and determinism doesn't give you freedom. So neither gives you freedom. So freedom is absolutely impossible in any possible world. It's not just that freedom is impossible in deterministic worlds like ours, supposing our world was deterministic. In indeterministic worlds, suppose there was a world in which everything happened indeterministically. There were no laws of nature which predicted the occurrence of things with certainty or with probability of one. Suppose that was so. There'd be no freedom in that world. There would just be a lawless world without predictability. This doesn't give rise to freedom. Freedom is not the same thing as indeterminism. So neither thing gives you indeterminism. OK, so this looks like very bad news for freedom, because whichever way you look at it, freedom doesn't seem to emerge. OK, so now we start to, well, is there any other way to think about this problem? Or must we just abandon the idea of freedom altogether? Well, that's not the end of the story, right? There is something further that can be said. I think I'm right in saying that